Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of the OTT Podcast. My name is Tyler Thompson. I'm the editor-in-chief of Kentucky Sports Radio. And tonight, I'm joined by Fake Barney. And as you can see, we are repping two different Dylan schools because it's season four and we're ready to roll.
I don't know about you, but I've gotten like 700 emails from the NBC store since I got this.
I know, so we ordered these
hats. I had to unsubscribe from like all these things.
Yeah. Did you know the NBC store was in Cincinnati, Ohio? Is that where yours came from?
I didn't look.
Yeah. I thought that was really random, like that somewhere in Cincinnati, Ohio, there's like a warehouse full of Friday Night Lights hats and Friends mugs.
They bombarded me with stuff. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, today, yeah. Friends gear 20% off.
Unsubscribe.
I had to be like, no.
Yeah, this is not good.
And I actually, if they hadn't have sent me so many emails, I might have liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like my hat. I've gotten a lot of comments on my hat. But yeah, so we got these because we're in season four. We did part one of season four. And now we're in part two, so we're starting, if you're keeping track at home, if you're watching, we are starting with episode eight. So we are firmly into the Coach Taylor is at East Dillon. His wife, Tammy, is still the principal at Dillon, which is just Dillon. It's not West Dillon, right?
Go Panthers.
Panthers. But yeah, like my husband and I were talking about that. They don't call it West Dillon now, right? They just call it Dillon.
They did later.
Okay. I couldn't remember if they did or not. But
yeah, they did later. But, I mean, there's only one Panthers, and that's why I've got my hat, and you've got a nice historic relic.
East Dillon, which is kind of awesome because I live in East Nashville. So, plus, yeah. Once we get to our series recap, when all of this is over, we'll have this debate, I'm sure, about East Dillon versus Dillon and which one we liked more.
It's really quite simple. One has a Jumbotron and one does not.
That's true. East Dillon's still struggling to have an actual football field. So yeah. We'll get into that. I have one leftover from the first part of this season. We didn't talk about best sports moments. And I think we have one of the best sports moments of the entire series altogether, which was the Riggins brothers coming in and helping Coach Taylor with practice.
That was good.
It was awesome. And, like, Billy Riggins in his uniform and just – it was awesome.
I look very buddy with my new hat.
I think so, too. You posted that picture on Twitter. I was like, that's Buddy. But hey, you would – if you were Buddy, you'd have to wear the Easter.
I appreciate you going to bat for me with those two kids that – are hanging out with that tree hugger.
See, okay, if you are just listening to this podcast, and we've had some like really good numbers, we've gotten some great feedback the past couple weeks, but if you want to watch Fake Barney's awesome and Buddy Garrity impression, you can watch it on YouTube because we're doing this on
number Zoom. Our podcast numbers, I could feel them going up when we got your Matt's impression. we got your impression. I think that was what was missing from the podcast.
The impressions.
Yeah, I think so.
So usually on our YouTube stuff, on our Zoom, we have a lot of like slides and pictures of the show. Not going to be as heavy on that tonight because I am in a hotel room in Auburn, Alabama, and I don't have my normal setup. And you are on the road too, so. We're kind of out of our element a little bit.
But you have your backgrounds. I do not.
That's true.
And I must say, it doesn't really look like you're riding in the car with Riggins. It's like
he's petting my head or something. Like,
it's like you're more in a reclining position. Yeah. That's
I'm probably going to break this computer chair.
Yeah.
Barney, have you ever been to Auburn, Alabama?
I didn't know what you were about to ask as you lay down in Riggins' truck lap. Yes, I have. Well, it's right on the main drag to New Orleans. I think I stopped there on the way coming in, going from the national championship.
So, do you mean like between Atlanta and New Orleans? So, it's on 85?
Yeah, so if I'm driving from North Carolina, okay. I would go straight through Atlanta and keep going all the way down to, I guess it's Interstate
Montgomery.
10, number 10?
Yeah, so from Nashville, you don't go through Atlanta to get here. You go through Birmingham. And it took me, I'm sure people are really interested in Southern interstate talk. But it took me all the way down to Montgomery and then back up I-85.
Yeah, that's one niche audience we haven't touched yet.
Well, this is a great opportunity. Yeah, yeah. So if you've been itching for more I-65, I-85, I-10 talk.
Are you a 65? Are you an 85? Let us know on Twitter.
The rest areas really are a lot better on 65. I don't know about you.
Well, but 85, you got to go through South Carolina, who, you know, they charge like 5 cents for gas, and none of that money goes toward the roads. So you're just
going pothole after pothole.
Potholes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's lame. Yeah. Okay, well, back to Friday Night Lights, because we have been covering this. How many episodes have we done? It feels like a lot.
I don't know. I don't know. They're fun. They go by fast. So I don't know. I'll be set. I guess we only have like three left.
Yeah, I know. We're wrapping up. We only got one season left after this.
Yeah, after this one, there's three more episodes we'll do. We're doing like a first half five, second half five, and then a big series recap, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Those will be fun.
Yeah.
And the series recap is the one that I'm trying to talk you into getting Buddy on.
That'd be awesome. We'll see.
Too fitty.
I don't know.
Well, we got a sponsor now, right?
We do, but we're going to talk about them later.
Okay, because I got to tease. That might help us to get a little bit closer to bringing Buddy on.
It would certainly help.
Is it the landing strip, or who's our new sponsor? I'm excited to see.
Our new sponsor is MyBookie.
Okay.
So we'll get to them a little bit later. I want to keep the anticipation growing.
All right.
You know, okay. As we go through.
So we've got a big game tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. So we're recording this on Friday night.
Naturally. Of course it's Friday night.
Friday Night Lights, right? Yeah. And what says Friday Night Lights? Like the Courtyard Marriott in Auburn, Alabama. Yeah. But I'm really excited about the game. Obviously, by the time most people listen or watch this, it'll be over. So I don't
know. We'll be wanting to know.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel really good about it. I drove around Auburn. I've been here several times for basketball games, but never for football games. So I drove around today. People are excited. You can tell there was like this truck. You know how like fans will trick out like a truck to look like, you know, they called it like the Auburn War Wagon. And, like, they put it on the big tires and like made it look like a train, and like it had like a big whistle and it was driving around downtown Auburn.
Well, all their trees were poisoned, so they don't have much left.
The trees are there, the baby trees, and they have signs on them that you can't. They don't let you, you know, roll
poison
on them with the toilet paper.
They're poisoning.
Yeah, they said, please don't kill our trees. There's a sign on the oaks that says, "Do not kill our trees. Do not, you know, roll the trees."
So, but do you have any secret KSR COVID scoop about our players? Are we good?
I think we're good. I haven't heard anything. Okay. I would think if somebody...
I noticed that you usually don't ignore my text. When I texted you, I was like, hey, we know anything. You didn't say anything. And so I was like,
I don't think, I haven't heard anything. But again, I mean, I just don't know if they're going to even disclose that, because it's not like you want to tell the opposing coach, hey, guess what? Terry Wilson's out. So
dude, that would be the worst.
That would be really bad. But yeah. Hopefully everybody's healthy. I feel really good about the game. The press box opens at, let's see, if the game's at 11 central, it opens at 3, so, or no, 8, so I'll be there at 8 a.m. It's going to be, opens 3 hours before, so I'll be there at 8 a.m. with my mask on, can't take it off the whole day.
How are you supposed to eat the stale popcorn?
Oh, no, we get breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
I know. So, and they said you can bring your own snacks in if you want, which who's going to bring their own snacks into the press box? Probably a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. Have you seen? So I'm curious to see the setup. Again, just follow me on Twitter. I've been sharing pictures already. So, let's get into this, because there's a lot to cover. So last we left season four, you know, everybody.
Oh, man.
Oh, Glenn. Yeah, that had just happened.
Yeah.
That's right. Obviously, Coach Taylor is getting East Dillon into somewhat of a halfway functional football team. Riggins just got Skeeter the dog, which was really exciting. Let's see, what else happened? Oh, Julie and Matt broke up.
Julie and Matt broke up. That was a big one.
She had that.
It's habitat time.
Oh, God. We'll get into that. That is one of my – I had a lot of least favorite storylines, because I don't know about you, but this season kind of dragged.
Oh, it wasn't that it dragged. It was way too heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
My big note was heavy topics. Where's the football? Yeah. I'd like less heavy and more footballs.
I would agree with that, but because it was just kind of hard to watch because it's just it dragged you down. But then the last two episodes of the season, I think, were the best. Like that, even yeah, though no, it was I,
that
difficult.
Was my last note was less heavy, more footballs would have made this the perfect half of the season. Like this was,
yeah,
it was really good. Otherwise, but where was the football? I don't know if I. I'll have to look back here at my notes to see if I've got – yeah, I've got a sports moment, but it was hard to find.
I've got a couple of them. Let's go ahead and hop right into favorite storyline. Okay. Mine was – there are a lot of really heavy storylines, but my favorite was probably the storyline of the season, which was the ultimate game between East Dillon and Dillon. Because, that, like you said, that was actual football, and it was really kind of fun to see Coach Taylor – face off against his old school. There's a lot of tension there. That storyline covered, I think, the last two or three episodes of the season. So there was a lot of build up to it. Ultimately, East Dillon got the upset thanks to a 45-yard field goal from Landry, which was kind of incredible. I loved it, but did you think that the storyline was believable? Or are you just buying into the whole, like, Disney happy ending kind of thing?
I liked it. Yeah, I think it – I think it was perfect. It was good. It was – but, again, the show did such a great job. You really had no idea what was going to happen watching that. So as a reminder to everybody, if you're just catching up with us, this is my first time watching Friday Night Lights through. Tyler's seen it several times. So as I'm watching these games, I have no idea what's going to happen. It's stressful. It's stressful. So I was glad that we got like the ending that I think you got to have a Disney ending every now and then. You can't have the starting quarterback, you know, get paralyzed, every single big game.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was really good. I love that they focused on how personal it was to Coach Taylor. Like they didn't try and make it seem like it wasn't, you know, Panther fans like spray painted his car. I don't know if that was spray paint or what it was, but they, you know, wrote all these nasty things on his car. And there were lots of moments where he was just looking off and you could tell that he really wanted to win. And I think Vince had a great comment. They were, you know, coming off of the field after their last practice before the game. And Vince said, "I know you really want this, coach, but I don't know if I can get it for you." Like, I thought that was great.
I loved it. My favorite storyline was the everything about the barbecue dude. I love the barbecue dude.
Yeah, he's really good. Jess's dad, something Merriweather. Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but Jess's dad, Merriweather. His name was Merriweather.
Is it Ray? Because isn't it Ray's?
Ray's barbecue, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Rose called Ray. Ray, I love like the family stuff with Ray. I think this was the half of the season where he counsels Vince a little, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved everything about him. I liked the whole thing about how it just took – it was this long, slow play of him, like, coming back around to showing up at the practices and stuff. But then I liked the dynamics with him and Jess. That was my favorite storyline. It was also nice that it was just – I mean, it was cool to see. I felt like it was – like you were saying, like, did I feel like it was realistic, the game. I felt like everything about him and his interaction with Vince and with the team and with her was really believable and realistic. I liked it. Did you like him? You like Ray?
I loved him, yeah, because he started the season. When we first met him, he was kind of this gruff –
yeah, he's cold.
He used to play football, but for some reason or another, just was out. He was not interested anymore, even though he had a daughter who clearly loves football and his sons really love football and they're just getting into it. And Jess kind of had to have that talk with him and be like, "Hey, I know you've got your issues with football, but look at your son. Look how into it he is." And then it culminates in that great moment where he shows up at their Pee Wee football game and like steps in and, you know, starts coaching. Yeah, that was really, really cool. I liked him a lot.
I loved everything about that. That's my favorite by far.
Okay, cool. Least favorite storyline. I don't want to say I had a lot, but I like this season. There were so many things that were hard to watch. So I guess
I can start with the worst one. So if you're thinking,
yeah,
decide, I'll help you decide. The worst by far was Julie and the Habitat guy.
No, that was terrible.
Yeah, she, I mean,
sucks.
And that whole scene on the water tower. Actually, it's really quotable though. So I was riding around with Baby Bop the other day, and we drove past the water tower, and I was like, "Let's, you know, every time that I come to a new town, I climb up on top of one of those things, and I look around. I like being up the highest point around the town." And she was just like, "Are you kidding me right now?"
But, yeah, that was so ridiculous. Yeah,
every time you pass a water tower, it's good. It's a good moment to reference. I mean, I'd take Julie Taylor up there.
I had that on my list of five Leafs storyline or four Leafs favorite storylines.
And Luke's bruise, tie between
that. Yeah, that was Luke's injury / his pain medication addiction,
which, like, never went anywhere. Like, we wasted our time with that whole thing.
I totally agree, and like. Okay.
Just go to the doctor, dude. Come on.
How could he walk around if it was that bad?
I don't know. How do people not wear masks?
That's a great question. That's a really good question.
It's like basic, health.
Yeah. But I did like how Tinker found out, like, because he saw him, Luke walking around the shady community center or park or whatever, and buying drugs.
The park's the place to go, man. That's where everything's happening.
And so he found out, and actually, we can go ahead and jump into that. I had my Billy Gillespie moment of the second half of season four was, okay, at first when Coach Taylor found out, he was furious.
Right.
And refused to play him. You're not playing. I can't believe you wouldn't tell me. And then in the big game, when East Dillon really needed him to beat Dillon, guess who Coach Taylor puts in?
The kid who's injured. Gillespie moment. Coach and barbecue dude at the bar. So when he got toasted at the bar, and then
that was great.
That was a Billy G moment. But I had on there / Coach playing hurt Luke. What the heck?
Did the morals just go out the window when they needed to win the game?
I thought for sure that was going to come back to bite him, and it never did.
I know. It's like
Friday Night Lights just rewards bad behavior. Like, hey, just play Luke. It'll be fine.
So, other least favorite storylines, probably my least favorite overall was Riggins taking the fall for his brother's chop shop operation.
I'm so sick of Billy. We both can't
stand Billy. Sucks.
And Riggins is dumb because that in 6 months into his sentence, this was like a total Stephen Avery moment, taking the fall for him. It's just like, there's also the junkyard parallel.
It was very
Stephen Avery-ish.
Well, it just frustrated me because Riggins, like, finally got to a place where he was happy. And then it's like, you can't ever have a happy Riggins. The world just won't let it happen. And so this is what happened. And Billy was selfish. And, I know his wife had, like, issues with her pregnancy and they had hospital bills to pay. But there are other ways to go about it than doing a chop shop thing.
Little brother take the fall. And you just knew that Tim was throwing his life away over Bill. You knew that Billy was just going to mess up again.
Yep.
I mean, it was so frustrating to watch. That was so annoying to watch.
Yeah. And then my other least favorite storyline was Becky getting pregnant and going to Tammy for advice. Tammy not even really giving advice, just explaining what Becky's options were because Becky's mom is terrible.
Right.
And then Tammy getting in trouble and getting
fired. I did not
see
that coming.
I did. You knew they had to get Tammy to East Dillon somehow.
Yeah, but I guess I just didn't see that coming.
The abortion storyline?
With all the Tam sass, I thought she would just walk out, do it on her own, not be made to go over there.
Also, like, I know that at this point the show was on DirecTV, so it wasn't NBC like a network show, but an abortion storyline.
It was
pretty intense.
That's what I had as my realist. I mean, that was real. And then Vince with his mom. I mean, gosh, it was just so heavy.
Yeah, it was really heavy. So those were my least favorites.
Can we pick one? I mean, do we have to do Becky and Vince with his mom in the same half of the same season?
I know. And the Riggins stuff.
Yeah, it was just way too much. It was just, they were all, I think on their own, they were all good, but collectively they just, I mean, it kind of made you not want to click next for the next episode a couple times.
Because my husband and I said the same thing. That's why we kind of like struggled to get through this part of the season. But then you get to the last two episodes and it's so good. Like it just takes it up a notch and the acting is so good.
And you could have had all that without all the other. Like it's not like, you know, we needed the big lift of the games at the end. We could have had some really good character development and drama and then just had the games as a bonus instead of more of a relief or a reprieve.
I think the reason why the last two episodes are my favorite were because of Vince. Like he was my favorite character.
He was great.
I wrote, you know, Vince, he went through so much. His mother OD'd. He had to team up with the bad guys who, you know, in order to pay for her private rehab because the public rehab place was like full or something. And then his friend got shot and killed during one of their heist robbery things, and which kind of, in a weird way, brought him and Jess together, and their chemistry was great. When he came to her after his friend was shot and he was crying, and then he has that moment where the guy who was, you know, the mastermind behind it all was like, "We're gonna go get revenge, and we're gonna go kill this guy." And then like he has that moment.
He was caught in a trap. That was an impossible situation. You know, you could definitely see how that was like a unavoidable escalation of events that. How did you get out of that? And then fortunately, you know, dad came to the rescue there.
Yeah. I just thought it was really good. And the part at the end, like I mentioned, where he's talking to coach and, you know, he's such a good actor, Michael B. Jordan. And he is kind of, I think, why the shift to East Dillon works. Is because if there was like a lesser actor, or, you know, like if Luke had been the center of that whole storyline, it would not have worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I got to take up for Julie.
Why?
Because it sucks. I got really mad at Sarazen.
when he went to Chicago.
Yeah. When he yanked Julie, I said, Sarazen sucks. We're yanking Julie around. He's got no romantic plan. He's just lollygagging around, trying to win her back. And he has no explanation for leaving to anyone. Like, he's got no real – like, I just don't feel like it should be that hard for him to talk about what's going on inside him, like, what feelings he has. I get it with everyone. Like, he should be able to share it with Landry or Julie or somebody.
Yeah.
And he's such – a wuss with like the whole thing. It really irritated me, and I felt like that, I mean, he owed it to Julie to give her some sort of an explanation, but he's not even like really giving it his all to win her back. Like, he's so like, he's just nonchalant about it, and it was really good.
Yeah. And at the end when he like shows up for Thanksgiving and it's he had bought her the plane ticket to go back to Chicago with him,
but like, it was kind of like, well, I guess I'll just give it to Landry. I mean, like,
which I thought that was funny, like Landry on the plane ride at the end was kind of a funny moment.
That happened to me one time. I was Landry. One of my friends in law school got engaged and called off the engagement and had this big trip to Boston planned where they were going to Red Sox games and saying all this stuff. And I got to Landry the junk out of that.
Nice. That's a very different trip, I would imagine. Yeah, Your poor friend.
He was sad, but we had fun and I got a free trip to Boston out of it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that was a nice, like, moment of levity at the end, because Landry went through a lot, too. I mean, he kind of came into his own at East Dillon and had that flirtation with Jess and thought he had a thing going with her. And then, you know, it was clear that Jess was going to end up with Vince. And when she did, he kind of, like, gave her a talking to about it. And I thought stood up for himself really well.
Liked it.
And then he ended the season on a high note. He kicked the game winner.
That's right. It was good. And then we had the crucifixorious. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
What was your most awkward moment?
My cringeworthy moment.
Yeah.
Glenn fesses up to Coach about kissing Tammy.
Oh, that was bad. I had Tammy at the meeting, and then like being there in the meeting where she's, and then showing up at the ball game in all black.
Yeah. Yeah. Tammy went through a whole lot. And every time she answered the phone, it'd be some angry parent like screaming at her about killing babies.
Outfits are really interesting. Yeah, we talked about this, like Buddy's outfits going from Panther blue, like the slow transition to him starting to wear red, like he was wearing like and stuff, and then he like becomes like he's doing red. And same thing with Tammy, like, you know, she starts to she's, you know, you see her wearing black in this episode instead of the, as she did at the beginning, she's rolling up in her Dylan blue, and then kind of like she's just becoming teaming up.
I love Tammy. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's good. She went through, I mean, everybody did. Everybody went through a lot. But, I mean, yeah, I was – just get back on the Riggins thing for a second, though. Did you not think it's just really unfair with Landry, you know, killed a dude and Riggins crushed up some cars? I think the wrong dude's in jail.
Well, Riggins' dad isn't a cop who's going to help him cover up the crime by going and lighting the car on fire. That's still the stupidest.
Yeah. I mean, but I was proud of Landry. I mean, high school girls suck. You do you, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think he ended off on a good note because he didn't have an easy go of it. You know, he had to go to a whole new school where, let's be honest, he's one of the few white guys.
Yeah, being a murderer and a teenager.
He got a lot of demons to deal with, you know. He was affected by Saracen, too. Like, Saracen just up and left him, too. So his best friend was gone. You know, he thought he had a chance with this girl. No. Right. It's not like he's going to hang out with Julie. Come on.
She's on the water tower.
She sucks so much. Like, that whole time, was it this part of the season where they went to Boston, she and her mom, for their college visits?
I don't recall. I just know that she's got a heart for building these homes for...
That's such BS. What percentage of her...
You clearly just have an issue with people building homes for poor people, and you're accepting that on Julie.
That's true. I hate Habitat for Humanity. I mean,
yeah, that's, I think that's, I mean, when we get down to the psychology of this, that's really what's happening here.
Yeah, you figured me out. You got it. Least favorite character. First let's talk about our sponsor, because least favorite character, there's a lot to talk about there. Barney, do you like to gamble on the sports?
I don't know if it's legal in North Carolina.
Well, I mean, let's say it is.
But when we go to Vegas and stuff, I do.
That's true. We had a really fun moment gambling on sports in Vegas.
What happened?
When we bet on the Cats and they beat the Tar Heels, and we were running through the casino to the sports book.
Did we bet on that too? I was so happy about that whole thing.
We were so obnoxious. Like you, oh, me.
I definitely remember that, but I would have done that whether I'd have gotten money on the side.
We totally bet on the game. I have a picture of us like turning in our winning tickets.
Oh yeah, we were like Jim Palumbo was down there. And,
yeah,
I remember that now. Yeah.
So if you want to get back into sports gambling,
and it does, that brings back some warm fuzzies.
It was great, man. And you know, you can get the warm fuzzies from you can get it from my bookie.
Okay.
You can bet on NFL. You can bet on college. You know what? I bet if they were around back in 2000, whatever, when this came out, you could have bet on the Dillon Panthers or the East Dillon Lions, because MyBookie will take care of you. They have insane prop bets, epic bonuses, and the craziest cross-sport wagers.
What do you think cross-sport wagers? What would Buddy Gary sound like doing a MyBookie read?
Oh, man. Man, let me tell you, at MyBookie, winning seasons means watching live. I feel like I'm getting caged with that.
You need to you're in Alabama. Like, you're so close to Texas right now. You need to, like, you know, channel your inner Buddy Gary. Try again. You can do it.
My bookie, winning season means watching live football and betting live football all season long.
And how do you like to watch live football, buddy?
With my bookie.
Yeah.
Because my bookie's going to take care of you.
Can you project my bookie onto like a large screen maybe?
I could figure that out with this technology, I would. But for like now,
a Jumbotron.
Wait, no. Jumbotron every time with the green screen.
I want to do my bookie. Do they have a website, an app? What do we do?
Mybookie.com. And I'm pretty sure they got an app too. And OTT listeners. Oh, wait. Did it just say we got signed out?
No, we're good. I'm still here.
Okay. We're just going to keep going because it says we've been signed out. Yeah. Okay. We're going to keep going. So my bookie, you can get in on the action. Use promo code OTT and double your first deposit. And if you're a new player, a new user, you get up to $1,000 in free play. So they will match it up to $1,000, which is freaking awesome. You can bet with the best all NFL season long. And what is the promo code?
OTT.
There you go. OTT. So NFL Sundays just got even sweeter. I don't know about it. If you don't sports gamble, I mean, this is a great chance to get into it. Yeah, it makes it a whole lot more fun.
Well, it's kind of like fantasy. It's just like all these games that you ordinarily wouldn't watch or care about, it makes it awesome.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Like Matt, yeah. My husband and I will just like put a little bit of money on certain games, and it just makes it more fun to watch. So like the Cats tomorrow versus Auburn, they're a 7.5-point underdog.
That seems so high.
Which is ridiculous. So if I were you all, I would get on mybookie.com right now.
Rich. Let's get rich.
Yeah, get rich. All right, so let's wrap up season 4. Let me get back to my notes.
Well, speaking of wrapping it up, where's my Taylor Wade handshake? I got nothing at the end of that game. I got no satisfaction of seeing Coach give him the handshake and a little smile.
Yeah, like, I thought they did something. They like nodded at each other or something.
I mean, like every other.
Or that was before the game.
Handshake. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of weird. I had
terrible finale again. Terrible finale.
I thought the finale was good. That was the Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, but it's like we've said every single time. It feels like the first episode of season 5 and not the last episode of season 4.
Yeah.
Closure, it just starts like a.
The penultimate's always better than the.
Also, Saracen's gone, and we're still having to deal with Grandma.
Because she's awesome.
Like, but he's gone now. Why is she still lingering around? She's
fantastic.
Cough that you still have after COVID, like 6 months later. Like she's like still lingering around and won't go away. You know, you've technically recovered from having to deal with Saracen. You're supposedly on the mend. You know, Saracen's gone. He's out of our lives, but we still have this lingering, you know, festering sickness.
You're calling it festering.
Infecting our Friday Night Lights, and it's Grandma and her giant glasses.
I got a great message about Grandma that I'm going to direct at you.
Was it RIP?
No. It was from Christy Garrison at In the Huddle. She is a UK fan and an avid Friday Night Lights viewer. She's just
kind of close to Garrity.
A little bit.
Related. John Short.
So. Are they kin? So she just discovered our podcast and said it's great for road trips. She's currently in Nashville, actually, visiting her daughter, who's at Belmont. But she wrote me today and said, the FNL podcast is the best listening for road trips. We rewatched the series as a family during our extra time at home this spring. Nice. And I've been surprised by my girls' opinions on it. Finally, she said, there is no Grandma Saracen hate tolerated. So,
wow.
Eat it.
Yeah, Grandma sure does at Thanksgiving. She doesn't choke on anything.
What was the casserole she was going to make? She had a great moment. So, like, Julie comes to pick her up and take her to the tailor's. And then, so Grandma answers the door, and Matt walks behind her. Julie didn't know that Matt was going to be there. And Grandma's like, I'm going to go get me my casserole out of it. Like,
Grandma had some awareness there that's not there. Yeah.
See, you're turning into a Grandma Saracen lover. I love it.
I don't think I ever hear those three words together again. But how about that crowd at that Thanksgiving dinner? Man, that was an eclectic crew, huh?
That was my most real moment. I like the dueling turkeys, because that reminds me.
Dueling turkeys was more real than an abortion storyline, huh?
Yes. Yes. So they, Buddy, of course, had the deep fried turkey, which of course Buddy deep fries his turkey. Like, yeah, that's perfect.
Of course he like was so rude about it.
In a, I know.
This way.
I love like, how Tammy was like,
read the room, buddy.
Tammy, you know, grandma's like, I like this turkey. What is this? And Tammy's like, that's Buddy's turkey. Tammy was not having it. So do you all do the oven roasted turkey or deep fried at Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I just show up and it's cooked.
Well, that must be nice. That must be nice.
Yeah. Kind of like, buddy, I roll up and I'm just like, what's up, guys? I'm here.
We've done both. Hey, yeah.
Where's my turkey?
I like both. The deep fried adds like a certain bit of entertainment to Thanksgiving dinners.
With the clogged artery?
Well, just watching, like, dipping it in the oil and, like, gives, you know, people something to do.
I mean, like I said, it's usually, when I get there, it's usually all shredded up and they're on the plate for me to pick up. And
yeah, it must be nice. Life at the fake Barney house, just.
It's not at my house, or I would know how it was done. And we always go to my grandma, who's not annoying, like Grandma Sarah's, and it's just mooch. Just shows up. My grandma's actually, like, cooking and, you know, turning out turkeys.
Well, one day when COVID times are over and you all host your own Thanksgiving and your family comes to you, maybe try out the deep fried turkey.
They'll be there. I'm just going to be standing outside with a temperature monitor and an instant COVID test, sticking a swab up everybody's nose.
No, man.
Whether they like it or not.
Thanksgiving's going to be so fun this year, let me tell you. anyway, least favorite character, it's Becky, but I'll transition to something else. Luke's mom really annoyed me.
Oh, gosh. But she annoyed you because they wrote it well. It's kind of like Oliver on the OC, who had how many minutes are we in for an OC reference? It's probably a new record. Man.
We're 37 minutes in, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but you know how you hated Oliver because it was so well written that he was such a bad, like an annoying villain.
I don't even remember Oliver.
If you don't remember Oliver, you...
All right, and we're back. Sorry for that. I feel like this happens every week. The KSR Zoom is a little bit busy these days. So somebody logged on.
To get kicked off.
It really is true. So we were talking about Becky. She annoyed me like she always does. I'll go through my quick Becky is annoying points. They had that awkward moment where she was very sad because, you know, she had an abortion. And she was like, Tim, come watch a movie with me. I'm sad. And Tim, because
I'm sorry. If you're not watching this on Zoom, you've got to look at Tyler's face. She said that. She's like, it's kind of sad because, you know.
So, yeah, an abortion.
If you go back and watch yourself, you'll laugh.
Yeah. So, anyway, so she wants Tim to watch a movie with her. So they watch a movie. She falls asleep. Tim is trying to turn the TV off or something. Becky's mom walks in, gets the wrong impression because this always happens.
This happened
to Riggins when he was trying to put Julie to bed because she was passed out and coach walked in. So
at least the blinds were closed this time.
That's right. Yeah. So he gets kicked out. Becky's mom kicks him out. Whatever. So that sucked. She didn't try to explain it to her mom. What else did I have written? When Tim was talking about how he was finally happy with his life and he's like looking out at his land or whatever, she's like, Tim, I love you. Like, Tim Riggins, I love you.
The whole thing for him. Yeah.
He's terrible. And then, whenever, you know, he's going through he gets arrested and she just comes like, I thought I knew you, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's just terrible. Gave her the snow globe at the end, I was like, she does not deserve that. Like,
no, she doesn't.
Yeah, so that was my least favorite.
That needs to go to Tyra.
Yeah. Who was your least favorite character?
Mine. Oh, definitely Habitat Dude. He was such a little twit, and you could see that coming a mile away.
Yeah.
That dinner at the Taylors, he was just such a
dead giveaway. That was cringeworthy. I had that as a cringeworthy.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So do we have any other lingering thoughts? I think season four ended on a good note. You know, things are going up at least for
I didn't like the
Eric.
Finale. It's just not my style. I like, but I mean, you know, I guess they're making me want to hate every finale and so that I love season five's finale. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think clearly we're edging towards Tammy coming to East Dillon. East Dillon is now where all of the action is. You know, they beat Dillon. That was a very nice moment. Vince and Jess are together. You knew that was coming. Landry's going to Chicago. So, yeah, I want to go through some feedback we got because we got a lot this week. We forgot to
read. Wait, Landry's not going to Chicago. Sarazen is.
Well, but Landry went on that trip with him. I mean, it's not like he's going to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about college. I was like, that's how I know where I'm going. Yeah, okay.
So we forgot to mention this, but on our season three rewatch, we had a great YouTube comment. In addition to our Russian bot comment, we had Tyler Henderson wrote, "Can confirm I am a Russian bot." So thanks to Tyler for watching us. I also had, I shared my comments after I watched the second to last episode of season four on Twitter and got a lot of response. Eric Lindsay, who is the UK basketball SID, wrote, I said I really liked season four and I couldn't wait to talk about it. He said, I really liked two seasons, four and five are brilliant. Lindsay Farmer wrote, my favorite show of all time. I was not aware there was a podcast, but would love to listen. Have watched three times through and love it more every time. Well, Lindsay, we are here for you. I think I shared the link to listen with you, but you know, we're on YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts.
We're on YouTube. If you're not watching this, seeing Tyler reclining in Riggins' lap in his truck, then you're only getting half the experience. So as we watch, I'm going to narrate Tyler's death right now live on the OTT. It's she's chugging water now. She's hacking up a lung.
I coughed into my elbow.
Doing all the things that I wish Grandma Sarazen would do.
That is not the COVID time, guys. That is something.
Okay. Welcome to the deep south, Tyler.
Oh, man. Anyway, continuing. Sean King writes, FNL is one of my favorite all-time shows. He watched on Amazon Prime last summer. Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. Nate Unthank is watching it too. Melissa Hawk writes, I've been watching season four as well. Are we breaking down each season? Yes, we are.
We're breaking down each half a season.
Yeah, I know. She also, after I wrote her and gave her the link, said she loved our pilot podcast and can't wait to listen to the rest. So
this is our second half of season four. So we do like to tie a nice little bow. What was your favorite moment of season four?
I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of, I think the East Dillon game, that was really good. Cause you get to like have that moment of victory for Coach Taylor and after all he went through this season. My best sports moment was not even Landry hitting the 45-yard field goal. It was Tinker getting the touchdown. That was by far my favorite. Are you there?
My favorite sports moment. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't see you.
I had to pull up my notes real quick.
Oh, okay.
My favorite sports moment was the we talked about it already. Well, actually, no, I don't think we did talk about this already. It was when Coach told the media that he wasn't concerned about the game, and then he, like, rolls up to the field. That was awesome because we all know that these coaches, when they're like, oh, we're going to take it one game at a time and all this stuff, and it's like they know they don't, and it just showed that it was personal. And that he wanted to beat them so bad. And that was like such a cool sports moment to me when he rolled up by himself to look at those lights and sit out there and be like, you boys are going down.
And then his pep talk. That pep talk was good. Awesome.
That was good.
That was like pure Friday Night Lights.
Stoops gonna be doing that one again. Tomorrow.
I can't wait. Well, we got a lot to do, so we're gonna wrap this up. Barney, switch over from your notes so we can see your face and your Dylan Panthers.
Well, I was trying to figure out what my favorite. I was looking through all my notes from season four. I was trying to figure out what my favorite moment was.
Was it Buddy's El Fuego or Buddy doing the radio?
Buddy's what now?
El Fuego, wasn't he on the radio?
Radio show. We didn't even talk about that. Yeah, I loved that.
I thought it was great.
Might say that was, I love Buddy. He's my favorite. We've got it. Can we please get him on?
Are you going to pay the money?
I'll pay.
Do we need to do another My Bookie read? Let me tell you about My Bookie.
Guys could get Buddy on here. What if we could get Buddy on My Bookie read?
That would be great. It reminds me of, you remember the My Buddy? My buddy.
I was right there when you started singing. My Bookie and Me. Kid Sister. Remember Kid Sister? Always
Yeah, so what book. Would that be? What would the My Bookie version of Kid Sister be? Gambling.
Louisville.
Yeah, for real. So whiny Chris Mack. So yeah, once again, let's give My Bookie some love. If you want to get in on the action and have some fun, throw around some money on some games, go to mybookie.ag.
It's just fun to hear you talk about getting in on the action in Tim's lap. It's just I keep seeing every like if you want to get in.
I'm just here for Skeeter. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Skeeter's like he looks like he's really alert to what's going on in the road in front of him too.
He's a good co-pilot.
He's dialed in.
All right, so yeah, once again, mybookie.ag. Use the promo code OTT and double your first deposit. And if you're a new customer, new player, you get up to $1,000 in free play, which is insane. So
you know what I'd do? You know what I'd do if I won all that money on My Bookie?
You would buy 45 acres of land
and put a big water tower on it and call up Julie.
You would put up a jumbotron.
No, I'd want to. Whenever I go to a new town, I like to go to the top of the highest point and look around. And so, if I hit it big on My Bookie, and then I was able to build my own water tower, I'd have all the refreshment that I needed, so I wouldn't choke on my own podcast.
That was bad. You know, that was a bad moment by me.
I would be able to see for miles and miles around. What more could you want?
I think so I'm staying in a hotel and it feels very safe. Marriott seems to be doing a very good job, but I've also got the window open. I think there's like a bug or something that just flew in the window and into my throat because that was really bad. I can't wait to watch that again for all the world to see.
There's a lot of good stuff here. But yeah, I think if I did that, you know, think about all of the Buddy promos we could do if we hit it big on My Bookie. Like if we use the promo code OTT and we got all of our free stuff and we put it on the cakes,
it'd be awesome.
Tomorrow, and then we could pay for perpetual Buddy. Like we could pay instead of it being like $250 for 5 minutes, we could pay $2,500 and have him just join us the entire podcast.
I think that would get really awkward after a while. How much can we talk to him?
I hear his thoughts on our impression of him.
Oh, I'm going to be so nervous trying to do that.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Let me tell you.
Lila. Panthers.
I think that's the only part of the impression that you can do.
Can we get him to like coach us in our Buddy? Like, you know, he'll be like, it'd be like hamburger. You know, like it'd be like repeat after me, Panthers, and then we could be like Panthers. Like I think that would be good. That's what we should do when we get him on. You guys finish your thoughts. But I think if we could get Buddy coaching on our impressions, that would be ideal.
I like it. So yeah, send us your thoughts. I'm at Mrs. Tyler KSR. You are Fake Barney KSR. We will have this up hopefully tonight if I can get all the technology going. I'll repost it several times because we got a lot going on this weekend, Kentucky fans. So We'll remind you early and often. And then next week, we start in on season 5.
The last one. Countdown.
It's slipping away from us. So.
Countdown to our OC podcast.
No. Man. Can't do the OC. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that later. All right, Barney. All right. Have a good weekend. Go Cates. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Timeless maneuver for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to drink some more water. That was
clear eyes, full hearts.
All right. Bye. Go Cates.